So let's review. After the Mishnah introduced us to the various types of brachas that we need to make on different types of fruits, the Gemara begins by asking, what is the source for making brachas on fruits? The Gemara answers by introducing us to a braisa that seems to indicate that the source for making brachas on fruits is from the Torah. It says in the Torah that the fruits of a newly planted tree are arla, which means that they may not be eaten during its first 3 years. However, on the fourth year, which is called Neter Revai, the fruits may finally be eaten, but only in Yerushalayim, because they are Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. These fruits of the fourth year, the Neter Revai, are holy, with praises for Hashem. The word Hilulim, written in the plural, indicates to us that two types of Halal praises are to be said, which the Braisa interprets as one for a bracha before eating, and one for a bracha after eating. The Gemara asks, but the word Hilulim is already being used to teach us two other halachas. One Halal teaches us, Achle v'hadar achle, that if you cannot bring the Neter Revai to Yerushalayim, then you may redeem it with money and take the money up to Yerushalayim to buy fruits over there. The second Halal teaches us that the halachas of Arla and Revai only affects fruits that have a Halal set over them in the Beis HaMikdash, namely grapes or wine. In other words, only for Kerem Revai do the laws of Arla apply, but not to any other fruits. The Gemara then goes on to concede that this question really is not a problem if you learn that Arla applies to all fruits, Neter Revai. And therefore the second Halal is open to teach us that all fruits need to have Halal set over them, meaning a bracha. But then the Gemara goes even further and concedes that even if we say Arla applies only to Kerem, it does not pose a problem, since this halacha can be learned out through Gzeris Shava, which is mentioned in a different braisa, which would again leave the second Halal open to teach us about brachas. However, the Gemara asks, even according to the above, you still only have one Halal to teach us one bracha, a bracha for after eating, but we still have no source for a bracha before eating. This, the Gemara answers, is not a problem, because once we have a source for a bracha after eating, then we say that it is a kal v'chomer that you should have to say a bracha before. If when you are satiated, you need to thank Hashem and say a bracha, then of course when you are hungry, you are about to eat from his food, then you surely need to thank him by making a bracha. But then the Gemara asks, that if you say that a hilulim is only referring to Kerem Revai, then you only have a source for a bracha for grapes and wine, and not for any other fruits. While the Gemara then goes on to show how other fruits could theoretically be learnt out from Kerem Revai, in the end the Gemara asks, that even if you say that Hilulim does indeed refer to all fruits that grow from the ground, what about other fruits that don't grow from the ground? To this question, the Gemara finally concedes, and that we must say that making brachas is not minatar, only a svara, which is that Aster Loila Adam Shiyahenim in the Oil Mazeb Loi Bracha. And as Tosis adds, that the first brisa only means to say that the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim is in the Smachta Be'alma, as opposed to a direct chi of minatar. In the Gadata section of our daf, we are taught about the importance of making proper brachas. Among the many numerous sayings, we are introduced to the concept of and that before one makes a bracha, the food belongs to Hashem. And only after we make a bracha does it become ours to consume. The Gemara then presents us with the famous machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai as to how much effort and neshtadlus a person must do with regards to parnasa. With Rabbi Shmuel saying, Hanig behen minig derech eretz, work when you must and learn Torah the rest of the time. And with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai challenging him by saying, if so, what will happen to Torah learning? And he says that if Klal Yisrael will live and do the will of Hashem, then they could learn Torah full time, because their work, their parnasa, will be done by others, plus many other important ideas. The Gemara then returns to discuss the halachas of brachas and begins by examining why wine requires a more specific bracha than other juices or drinks. The Gemara asks, is it because it was ishtani liluya, it was changed for the better? If so, why doesn't oil also require its own specific bracha? The Gemara concludes by saying that wine's features are truly unique in that it not only makes people happy, it also satiates them. And that even though it satiates, it does not require birchas hamazon afterwards, since people generally are not kaveh suda on wine alone.